Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
And he says that you should show forth the praises of Him. And if you're not doing that, did you believe? Or do you feel bad that you're not doing that, and therefore there's some evidence because it affects you when you believe something? You take a young couple, they've got a baby due, and there's these Braxton Hicks for 2 weeks, and they're just exhausted with the whole prospect because they're sitting at a stage of readiness all the time. But what happens is one night those things start coming every 2 minutes. Husbands, he doesn't know what's going on, what babies, girls, he's still trying to figure out the woman he married, you know. And then all of a sudden, you got a baby coming. So he's in the car. He's breaking laws. He's thinking, my one job as a man, I'm going to protect my wife. And so every fiber of my being, I'm going to get her there. And it's 30 below zero, and it's 6 inches of snow out there, and you're going to get her there. And it affects you because you believe something. You believe it's your job. And if you fail at that, and something happens terrible, there was a YouTube of some lady delivering right in the car. And they're having a conversation. It's like, I don't know, this lady must have had 10 kids before or something, so she knew the drill. But first timer, I don't think she's going to be, well, here, look what we got, you know. But had the baby right in the car. I'm trying to make a point, though, aren't I? Do you see it? If you really believe it's your job to get her to that hospital so she doesn't die, because she could if it went sideways, you're going to do everything you can to make that happen. If you really believe Jesus died and was buried and rose again for the salvation of everybody you know, you're not going to be able to witness to them all. You don't have words. You're going to get some. That's first order of business. Get some words. Find out how to share Christ. If it's a tract that spoke to you, give them a tract that spoke to you. If it's a preacher that told you how to be saved, take them to that church. If it's a podcast that you love because it's telling people how to be saved, hey, listen, would you listen to this? Really, just do it for me. Use your rapport with somebody. Because we're not here for nothing. We're not here to acquire and load up down here. Build bigger barns, you know, as it says. Not your job. Your job is to show forth the praises of Him. Because if we're not doing it, they're not going to do it. And would you let somebody else tell somebody about your wife? Or your husband, all the things that you love about them, would you let them do that? You know, somebody comes up and calls your wife a bad name, right? They're doing that every day with our Savior in this world. Go give Him a good name. And that doesn't mean be ugly and fighting, right? What is He saying? I want you to see it, because He told us the whole point gives way, that you should show forth the praises. Because He called you out of darkness into light, marvelous light. And then He says this, you were in time past, not a people, in verse 10, but now you're the people of God because you had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. And I'll tell you, if you got a coupon that was the bomb, okay? Yeah, they used to have bike night and gave free burritos at Chipotle. I don't know how you feel about burritos at Chipotle, but I think they're really good. But here's the thing. I got free burritos for an entire summer. It was great. I'm telling you guys, see, God wants us to show forth that kind of enthusiasm about Jesus. We receive mercy. Mercy is what you need. Mercy is what they need. They don't know what they're doing, right? Jesus told us, even the people put Him on the cross. They don't know what they're doing. See, Jesus, like I don't know what those are called, like the fire, you've heard maybe the fire that went by and a bird died, but underneath the chicks lived. This guy, Jesus on the cross, and He's saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And what they need is they need mercy. And when you found mercy, if you understood you needed it, it meant something. And when you believe unto righteousness. And with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. You say, I believe in him, but where's the righteousness? Look what he says. Dearly beloved, I beseech you in verse 11 as strangers and pilgrims. He goes right back to chapter 1, verse 1. He says, you strangers scattered among those other nations. You're strangers. He's going right back. He says, I started with that. I'm led with that. You know, just like Moses was a stranger in a strange land. He says, you're strangers now. You're following in the footsteps of a giant, Moses. You're a stranger now. What are you going to do? He says, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts. The word abstain doesn't mean, Justin, I don't do that. It means to hold yourself back from it. Because it's always going to be in you. See, you don't just have the devil messing with you in the world system. You have your own enemy within your own bosom. And you sometimes are your worst enemy because all your friends know and you've said something out loud. So things have changed and the complexion of your world's a little more nice stuff. But really, down inside, you got to hold yourself back. You say, well, yeah, I'm a good Christian. I don't drink, smoke, spit, or chew. And I don't run around with girls that do. That's what the world thinks a Christian is. So why don't we start there? If they think it, what am I doing if I'm doing any of those things? You know, you can do what you want. I'm just saying elementary school says let's start right. Because if we start right, then we're really listening to the Lord. Because honestly, you and I don't know sometimes what's right or wrong or good or bad. Because we've got all the world's influence on us. We've got all of our family of origins influence on us. So understand that what he's doing is he's making an appeal to them because this is his first statement to them. And what were the fleshly lusts they had? We're not talking about chasing skirts here. We're talking about being angry. We're talking about being rebellious, kicking the dog, barking at the wife. We're talking everything's messed up. Everything's on its ear. That's the kind of thing that brings out some stuff in us, right? There's a difference between poverty and prosperity. You see, prosperity has no safety valve. You just begin to think you're your own God. You know, I made myself. Look what I did. Man, I worked hard. If you did, it's because God gave you the strength to do it. And it's because your mind was able to work because God didn't decide to give you some kind of a disease at birth. And you were able to get some really good things. And that's fine. But don't think it was you all by yourself, because it wasn't. You could have been taken out by a car accident. Somebody hit you right when you were ready to get that one decision on the way to that one interview. Whatever. Car wouldn't start. Maybe God was saying, I'm waiting because there's something going to happen out there. Okay, now you can go. Got the car started. You're frustrated. But you see my point. God's in control of everything. And he can continually choreograph this whole thing because he loves you. He's your rear guard. He's the voice from behind saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. He's the good shepherd. You shall hear the voice of the shepherd and follow him. Who are you? Who are you? That's what he's saying to these people. We're in this day. And he says, yeah, it's upside down. And you may feel like you want to be angry at the politicians. You know, that's so easy. You ever get in an argument with somebody and they go to the low ground? They're like, well, you this, and it was something that happened 1,000 years ago. You know, you're like, oh, you would bring that up, you know. That's so easy. But really, what you and I need to recognize is that right now, if any man loves the world, remember what it says? The love of the Father's not in him. And it's the easy path to go low in an argument. It's the easy path, as it were, to kick the dog and be angry because your circumstances aren't what you thought they should be. You know, sometimes you got to make a new path, right? I mean, if somebody loses their job because they're not willing to toe the line on the narrative of some woke company, I'll get another job. I'll work two jobs. We've always said it. We're so proud of ourselves when it was all easy, right? Now that it's getting a little difficult, we're like, I don't know what I'd do. It's not what you'd do. I don't know what the Lord would do. Change that statement, right? Well, I don't know what the Lord would do. Because he's got a plan. He's not without resources. What I'm trying to show you is who you are matters. How that you define yourself. You can put yourself in that slot of a holy nation, royal priesthood, but it might not be true. You need to ask yourself, am I saved? Because if you're saved, you're not going to be worried about what this world's doing. You're going to realize the Savior's in control. And if you don't know all that, that's fine. Dive into the Word of God. I don't know what to do. Read the manual, right? And then he says, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. And when he tells us to do that, he's talking about some decidedly difficult things. He's talking about those things that are very natural for us. You get into a hard place, you want to push back. God understands that. Peter took a sword and cut off the high priest's servant's ear. Guess what happened? Jesus reached down and he healed the high priest's ear. And he said, Peter, put away your sword. He handled it all with great decorum. He appreciated the whole thing, I'm sure, because Eliezer took a spear and put it through a man and a Moabitish woman. And he says, because of that, you'll never cease to have somebody serve in the temple service. Because of his zeal. But it's like with James and John who wanted to bring fire out of heaven. He said, you don't know what spirit you're of. You're different. Isn't it cool to get in the Bible? Are you having fun? I tell you what, it's fun to get in the Bible. Because it reinforces us. He says, don't get into this fleshly lust thing. Kicking up. You say, how do you know that? He's going to say, you're going to suffer. It's going to be hard. Wives, your husbands are going to be a little bit in a fit. And you need to be like Sarah. We're getting from one town to the other. You got to just do what you got to do. Just keep your eyes on me. I'll get you through it. It's all about that. Husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. What knowledge? What knowledge? I have no knowledge. I'm freaking out. I can't pay the bills. I don't have a house anymore. The knowledge that I'm on the throne and there's a reason and you're here as a scattered seed and God always leads us into triumph in Christ. You are His liberated prisoners of the devil. You've been brought out of the gates of hell and now you stand nobly, sword in hand, clad with shimmering armor. That if only you knew about the angels see, and the devil's afraid of you. Mostly he's afraid you'll figure this out. Because if you figure this out, you'll be a force to be reckoned with. Let me quickly go through a couple of these things. He says, abstain from fleshly lusts, having your conversation, verse 12, honest. The word honest is kalos. Beautiful. We get the word color from it. There's agatha, and then there's words that have to do with transparent and honest. I don't know why they chose these words in the translator's mind. There's a couple like that in here, but this literally is kalos. Have your conversation beautiful. Remember the tennis shoes? Some of us. Converse means to go there and come back here. Conversation isn't talk. It's your going and your coming. Other translations update it, manner of life. Is it beautiful or is it odious? Is it beautiful? Do people see in you something beautiful? Because you're showing forth the praises of Him. He's in you. You're happy that you were mercifully forgiven and you have a message. He says, have it honest among the Gentiles that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers. Do you realize anti-Semitism is not new and it's always been there? They speak evil against you as evildoers. He says, that they may see by your good works. Now that word is kalos as well. He says, your works need to be beautiful. That means you have subtlety. You know how to frame your life so that Jesus will be seen. Isn't that powerful? This makes sense, right? It makes sense. There's a rescue mission going on. We're the foot soldiers. People around us are lost. This is not complicated.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.